Oxytocin. Oxytocin's got me tossing Oxycontins, hoping to cope with this phenomena. The sun's rising and my fragile humanity's aspiring to be stronger than it really is. Le Petit Prince refers to it as taming one another. Shamelessly shallow, I'm so excited about my new pair of name brand shoes. I'm leaving key phrases that unlock all the doors in the house at once, just to prove the presence can spoon whatever absence you might feel still in your skin, feeling shadow kissing the space between your wing bones until light itself starts to grow like stubborn weeds that insist on being a part of you as me, as you as me, as this poetry or lacerated liberation talking to itself. Transmutation of the somatic fabric as I drive on 405 north. I just don't know a whole lot anymore. Offset by flamboyant spells of certainty, I might have sold my ego on eBay, but I'll buy you an uncracked geode instead of an engagement ring, just to keep you guessing. I'm doing the crossword with the original language, toasting to the future memories that wash the undercarriage of my mind as I meditate in dream time. I find the clearest sense of peace, so I mention this in passing. Hormone-infused, half-everlasting, leaving half-eaten omens at random intervals for you to find. My goal is to eventually impact your heart permanently. Many supernova alchemized dents that resemble lips on the walls inside the root of every defense system, regardless of its functional pragmatism. Oh, please, great yummy one, tell me again how you want to shoot all the pretentious, holy hipsters in the head.